offensive rebound. We make contact with hands or arms before the ball. And so with that, number 10, Kylie Orson, junior for the Buccaneers, will get her hand at shooting free throws. If you're just joining us, score is 21-10. Free throw is up and in, 22-10 Buccaneers over the Eagles with 5 minutes and 58 seconds left in the first half. All right, substitutions are coming in real quick. And then once the subs are in, so Mia Singer just got subbed in for the Eagles. Number 24 just got Lauren, I think it's Geiger, just got subbed in for the Buccaneers. And so here we go. Kylie will now have a second free throw. Ball is up and off the back of the rim, rebounded by Jalen Brunell. Passed up to Madison Ernst, who goes by one defender. The other gets pushed out of bounds. And so that'll be a foul on the Buccaneers. And from what I'm seeing, this has been three or four fouls since I sat down and reminded you, I got here pretty late. This isn't foul happy on the refs. The teams are just playing aggressive. And, I mean, at this point, right, that's, both teams are almost to the 10 foul mark. Well, the Buccaneers are past the 10 foul mark. Now that's, I can already tell you what's going to be in the halftime adjustments. For both teams. First free throw is in. Second free throw is off the rim, but it's a favorable bounce to the Eagles. Oh, it goes out of bounds as Gretchen Etter couldn't bring it in off of an offensive rebound opportunity. It goes out of bounds. Buccaneers ball. Scores 22-11. Buccaneers with the lead. 5 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first half. All right. Kylie carrying it up. Kicks it out to the left to Ashlyn, who then gets it over to the corner to Kylie. Pass inside of the lane, and they're going to – an intercepted ball by Maddie Ernst, but they're going to say she traveled on the way to the ground, and so Buccaneers get a huge break by hanging on to that ball, or hanging on to the possession of that. All right, here comes the pass in. Pass into the corner. Luca has it. Can't get the pass. She does a nice rainbow pass to the top, gets to the key to Ashlyn. Passes it inside. One dribble, 10 by Kylie, misses, and the ball gets down to the floor. It's a scrum. They're going to kick it out, and now Mia Singer has it. She's carrying it up the court on the right side. Laser to a pass, number 11, shoot attempt right off the backboard. Oh, it's missed, but Gretchen Etter does a great job of getting the offensive rebound. Freshman coming up big, layup 13-22. Eagles mounting a comeback, down 9. All right. Ooh, ankle's broken as Kylie just put on the dribble and completely. Oh, Mia Singer ends up with the ball. It's a fast break. She's carrying it. One, two-step layup. It's short. She just missed it. Good defensive rebound by Luca Blomberg, who has the ball. They're going to reset the offense. And now Kylie gets it, point guard for the Buccaneers. This game is kicking up in speed. Here we go. Looking, handoff. Kylie carrying it left and then back right at the top of the key. Pass over to Ashlyn, who tries to dribble it to the hoop. And as she's dribbling, she loses possession of the ball. Goes out of bounds, but the ref says she got pushed and fouled, which is would it explain why she went to the ground if the screen or the block wasn't set up correctly. So that's going to be a foul on – I missed who it was on. But either way, big break for the Buccaneers. 23, Kylie. Oh, no, Kylie was already in. It looked like Madison Freeman just got subbed in for the Buccaneers. All right, so Ashlyn with free throws. It's up, it's out. It's a jump for the ball, and it's a scrum, and they're going to call foul. They're going to call foul on Jalen Brunell. It's going to, so even though that first free throw missed, we have another foul and some more shots here for number 22. So wish. Number 23, excuse me, that'd be Callie Hakenin. That score is now 23-13. All righty. Second free throw up, and it looks good, and it is good, 24-13. Callie Hakenin making both her free throws, and now Maddie Ernst kicks the ball over to Mia Singer, shoots for three. Oh, that was such a good look. It missed the We have a short shot. off the rebound, and it's going to be defensive rebound. There we go. Luca Blomberg has it. Mia Singer and Danica Mann both had shots on that last offense. They just couldn't get the ball to drop. Good defense by Mia. But Buckner is able to kick it underneath. Gets it in the paint to number 14. Takes her shot. Misses her shot. Good rebound by Mia Singer. Now Maddie Ernst with the ball. Dribbles by one defender. Runs into a double team. And that is going to be a defensive foul. She did not have her feet set in the lane. So when Madison ran into her and knocked her to the ground, it wasn't an offensive charge. It was a defensive on-the-floor foul. So now Madison Ernst will have her free throws. First one is off. Good shot, but it was just off the rim. I can't believe that one didn't drop. It looked like it was good. Number 25 just got something in for the Buccaneers. It's Kayla. All right. Next free throw is short and rebounded by number 22 and gets it to number 23, Callie, who's now carrying up the court. She's at the key, kicks it way outside. It was a high pass to Madison Freeman, and it goes out of bounds. A couple of subs are coming in. Number 13, I believe that's Clary Young, has come in for Gretchen Etter. All right. I think Bablick also came in. I did not see who. I think Danica Mann is, went onto the bench. There we go. Kate Spikouin, 1-2. Maddie for the layup. She misses, but Claire Young, senior, making her presence known immediately, gets the offensive rebound and then makes the layup, 15-24. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first half. Buccaneers with the lead, trying to make a quick score attempt. They can't do it. Cadence is fighting for this ball. It ends up in Buccaneers' hands. They're going to kick it back, shoot a three that's short. Mia Singer gets the rebound, fights for the ball, and draws the foul. Wow. They're going to, that wasn't a jump ball. They were saying she grabbed the wrist. All right. That was right in front of the ref. Can't get away from that stuff if he's looking right at you. So, two more free throws. This half is wild. Honestly, there's 3 minutes and 7 seconds, right? Eagles down by 9. Two free throws. First one is a little left off the rim. Miss. If the Eagles can make their free throws and stop scoring and stop fouling, they can hopefully chip away at this lead. And maybe you can get on. Maybe if you can, honestly, if you can enter in a half down by less than 10, and now you're down by 8. That was a good free throw make by the sophomore Mia. At 16-24, Eagles in the deficit. Buccaneers the ball. Callie, spin move, just to get past. Nice pass in the lane. Kicks up to number 25 and shoots the layup. Misses. Kayla couldn't get that to drop. Now Maddie Ernst trying to dribble by her defender. Can't do it. 1-2 back. Has to pass it. Gets it to Mia. Fakes the shot. Gets it to Bablick. Shoots for three. Off the rim. And it's a miss. Good rebound by Callie Hakenin. Tearing up the court. She sees her chance. Shoots her three. Makes her three. Was it on the... They're going to say it was a three. 27-16. That was close. And I looked down just to confirm to the side judge to see if that was a three-pointer, and it was. And in that time, number 22, who looks to be in pain, Ashlyn, ended up fouling. I think she might have tripped and, like, scraped the person to the ground either way. So now Maddie Ernst has a chance for free throws here. That three really was a big boon for the Buccaneers, who came out dominant in this first part of the first half. But the Eagles have kind of controlled the pace in the second half, but controlled the pace because the Eagles have been starting to score now, but the Buccaneers have been able to be in lockstep with each score. So the Buccaneers lead, both free throw attempts just missed. The Buccaneers lead 27-16 over the Screaming Eagles. 2 minutes and 25 seconds left in this first half. That's going to be travel. I was just going to say it looked like her pivot foot skipped. Refs are on top of it. All right. Bablick passes it into Maddie. No resistance to the half-court line. She gets by one defender, passes it to Bablick there on the left. Has to kick it out back to Maddie even further in the corner. And now she's facing the double team, trying to pass it inside. Gets it to Claire, then to Mia for a three-point shot off the rim. And it's going to be rebounded by Callie. who now is carrying the ball to court. Score is still 27-16, Buccaneers the lead. Pass the paint, pass out of the paint to the corner in the right, pass it, and then a shot for three, out of bounds, Eagles ball. Both teams, I can tell, have been starting or been doing these plays that they've done where they pass in, pass out, back to the lane, push it up, or they kick it back out for a three. Honestly, it's going to come down to execution here in a second. Mia Singer got stuck into a jump ball situation, loses possession, and now it's Buccaneers ball. 1 minute and 42 seconds remain in the first half. Buccaneers lead by 11, 27-16. Man, both coaches are pretty set on letting their teams play it out. Obviously, the Buccaneers coach is more happy because he's up 11. But we'll see if there's any timeouts to get called here going in. Okay, ball's getting close to the paint. It's intercepted, and it's going to be Buccaneers ball. The Eagles had a chance to pick the ball off the court. They just didn't have a chance to get to it in time. So it's going to be a pass in here by Kayla. Passes it in, gets it to Kylie. Kylie Orson. I forget there's two Kylies. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Maddie Ernst of the Eagles. So she tried to intercept the ball mid-pass. Whew. Man, they got me talking fast. Didn't even get a chance to warm up. Okay, ball passed in right into the corner there on the right side. Dribbling around. Pass inside to Kayla, then back out to the corner, then back to the free throw line. Kylie Orson has it. Gets it out to Madison, gets underneath. Number 25 to Kayla, shoots up her shot, misses, gets her rebound twice in a row, miss, and misses a third time. But Claire Young for the Eagles finally gets the defensive rebound. Madison gets it completely stolen from behind, and the coach of the Buccaneers, genius. The second his player got possession of the ball, he called timeout to prevent a jump ball situation that would have went in the favor of the Eagles. Okay, quick. It's 27-16, Buccaneers lead over the Eagles. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have more basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
103.1 Trail Mix. This is Stephen Jellin bringing you the game. Swarming Screaming Eagles versus the Buccaneers. Mia Singer just got a defensive rebound. If you're just joining us, Madison Ernst has the ball. Now at the top, dribble right, dribble, gets it underneath to Cadence in the paint, but she's triple-teamed, able to get the ball out to Madison Bablik, who shoots a three. It gets tipped, though. Blocked. 28 seconds left. Buccaneers lead by 11, have the ball carrying it down. You gotta wonder if they're going to let this be the last possession here. In the right, Kylie Orson has it in the corner. Passes up to the top to Madison to now hold on to it. And they're going to call three-second violation. One of the players, it looks like it's Kayla, stayed underneath the hoop for too long. And so Eagles get a chance here. 16 seconds. They trail by 11. Can they get points here? Madison gets a chance for three, shoots it up off the back of the rim. Claire Young goes for a rebound, and her hand gets hit. So the clock stops at 8 seconds, 8.6 seconds to be exact. She draws the foul. So she will have a chance. She can just make one of these free throws. The lead will be down to 10. If she can make both, we'll be down to 9. All right. Here comes Claire with the free throw. It's up, and it's off the back of the rim. We have a miss. A couple substitutions here as Ashlyn is coming in, as well as number 11, Madison Holm. All right. Claire's second free throw is up, and it looks good, and it's in. Swish. 17-27. Buccaneers in the lead. 7-6-5. Wow. Kylie Orson just faked it. I looked at the clock to make sure I had the correct time, and she did a fake pass, and she pulled her pivot foot. It skid, so it's a travel. 3-2-1, and great defense by the Buccaneers. Could not get the Eagles any clean look for a shot there at the halftime. The crowd was yelling, shoot, but there was nothing available. They weren't even facing the hoop. That was good pickup defense there off of a potential score right before half for the Eagles. So here we are. We're entering into halftime. Prentice Buccaneers lead 27-17 over the home team, the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. We're going to kick it off to halftime for a couple minutes. When we come back, we'll have our halftime show. Don't go anywhere.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Now that it has gotten cold, your battery has to work much harder to start your vehicle. If it's not performing at its best, it may not be enough to get you where you need to go. Luckily, Medford Motors Mobile Service is able to come right to you and see if your battery can give you top-notch performance free of charge. If it's not up to par, we can replace it right on the spot. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to get your vehicle cranking.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Shawamigans and Screaming Eagles. We have girls varsity basketball tonight, in which the Screaming Eagles are playing against the Prentice Buccaneers. It's halftime. The score is 27-17, Buccaneers in the lead, so the Eagles got some work to do in the second half. Welcome to the halftime show. I don't know if I said my name or not, but if not, Stephen Jellin bringing you tonight's game. Well, there's a lot to talk about for the first half, but I'm going to tell you something. I can almost guarantee the first thing those coaches are talking about, both teams, okay? This is not a team-specific thing. Both teams, they're going to get into that locker room. They're going to look at the coaches, going to look at their girls and say, we fouled way too much, okay? Way too much. Too many rebounding fouls, shooting fouls, pushing fouls, you name it. Not just turnovers. Honestly, the turnovers were pretty controlled. You know, you're going to get a turnover here or there. But, like, it wasn't turnover happy. It was foul happy. And for, like, the last, like, 8 or 9 minutes of the half, which, by the way, is half of the first half. So it's like you get in there, it's like, you're going to look at this, and, you know, the Eagles are down 10. They got cold to start. They were down, like, 5 to 18 or something, like, by about the 9-minute mark, right, of the first half. And then the score is 27-17. The Eagles started to outscore Prentice on the second, in the latter half of the first half there. So you got to figure, you know, whatever team can clean it up, right, start not playing sloppy, because, like, you got to, you know, within the first couple minutes, you should be able to get a read on the refs. And this is not a knock on refs, because every ref, obviously, they all know the rules, but, you know, they see things a little differently. Some refs are more allow more aggression. Some refs want it cleaner, tighter. As players, you got to figure that out, right? And you can figure it out pretty quickly, okay? And from what I could see, the refs weren't being overly conservative. They were letting the girls play, but it was just sloppy basketball when it came to not setting your feet when you're looking to absorb a charge, right? To grabbing a girl's arm while you're jostling for the ball. And so instead of getting a jump ball, you get a holding foul. Like, it's just those things where it's like, those are very fixable. Some fouls happen. You know, like I said, it's you're playing in an aggressive game and they're all running around. Fouls happen. That's why they allow a lot before you start shooting free throws. But, like, grabbing a girl's arms, like, you can stop doing that, right? So both teams, Buccaneers, Prentice, and the Schwamming Screaming Eagles, they got to stop fouling. And I truly think that whatever team can figure that out first and as a cleaner second half can really take advantage of the second, because both teams are warmed up now. Eagles came out cold, but they started shooting pretty darn good. They were creating a lot of open opportunities, especially at the three-point line. And if they got one or two of those to drop, like, think about it. If they had missed a couple threes at the end of the second half, if they had just gotten one or two to drop of the, I think, the four that they took, you know, the score could be 20-27 or 23-27, right? I'm not trying to be in fantasy land here, but it's just like at a certain point, you're going to get shots to drop if you have open opportunities like that. So for the Eagles and Buccaneers, number one priority, stop fouling, just straight up, right? Stop fouling. Figure it out. Find that line where the refs are allowing you to play. You had a whole half to figure it out. Here you go. Second, like, the thing for the Eagles, they need to make their shots when they get those open opportunities. They're creating open opportunities, and they need to do that. For the Buccaneers, they have unless Gretchen Eder is out there or Cadence McCowan, the Buccaneers have a rather significant rebounding advantage with height and length, especially with arms. So for the Buccaneers, they lost a lot of jump balls for rebounds. And I think if the Buccaneers can control the boards, offensive and defensive rebounding, if they can do that, I think that they can comfortably win this game. But if the Eagles, if they can continue to rebound how they were, clean up their game, they'll be able to bring this one back. I think we're going to have an exciting second half as the Eagles are fighting their way in. And, you know, they want to defend their home court, right? Buccaneers are a good team. You know, I think the Kylie Orson, their junior point guard, number 10, was kind of kept quiet. And so if the Eagles can continue that trend and force, you know, Kayla or Kylie Scott to come out or Ashlyn or Callie to try to carry the game, which they can. I just think the game runs through Kylie Orson. And then likewise for the Buccaneers, you know, this, if you've heard my game, this game runs through Maddie Ernst, the point guard, as well as Jalen Brunell. And although Jalen Brunell doesn't, you know, Maddie's the point guard, right? She's the one that carries it up. Jalen plays like a point guard, right? That those two can do that role. One of those two, if not both, kind of have to put this game on their backs. And if Addison Bablick can hit a few threes, that's just icing on the cake that you need to come back in this game. All right, just joining us, we're going to be the score is 27-17, Buccaneers leading the Screaming Eagles here in Park Falls. Halftime is almost over. We're going to kick it to commercial break, and when we come back, we will have second half girls varsity basketball here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Welcome back to tonight's game. The Schwamming Screaming Eagles are playing against the Prentice Buccaneers here in Park Falls. Second half just started with the Eagles having the ball. Quick pass out to Kane McEwen for a short jumper. She misses it. Gets knocked out of bounds by Maddie Ernst, and it'll be Buccaneers' ball. Scores 27-17. Buccaneers with the lead. And now with their first offense to start the second half begins now as Kylie Orson is dribbling the ball at the court, kicks it over to Ashlyn now at the top of the key. Kind of gingerly feeling it out, pass over to the corner here, then inside, then back under the hoop for a wide open layup for Ashlyn. Well run play, 29-17 Buccaneers with the lead. Full court press. They were still able to get to Jalen Brunell. They're going to call a foul on number 10. So Kylie Orson called for pushing. Jalen Brunell is going to be able to pass the ball in under the hoop, and our first foul happens within the first minute of the second half. Pass in underneath to Cadence McEwen, who gets it, shoots it up for a layup, 19-29. Eagles cut it back to within 10. Here we go. Ashlyn has the ball for the Buccaneers. The top gets it back to Kylie Orson, then over to number 23, Callie, in the right side of the corner. Pass inside, back to the key, all the way to the left side, over her head, but Luca's able to get the ball back. Kylie Orson now is in the corner. They just can't get past this three-point line. So far, the Eagles have played good defense. Wide open player all the way and over, and it's completely intercepted by Cadence McEwen, who read that, and now she gets the ball to Maddie, who's carrying up the court. A little bit of physicality there. Kicks it over to Addison, who shoots for three, just misses. And it's going to be white ball underneath the hoop as it barely bounced off of a Buccaneer as they went for the rebound. 16 minutes and 30 seconds remain in the game. 10 points separate this team. Pass inside, shot for three off the back of the rim. Claire Young is able to knock it back to her team. She kicks it over to Maddie, shoots for three, and it's off the back of the rim. Claire Young can't get it, and they're going to say pushing by number... That wasn't a push, but, you know, it's what it is. Claire Young gets called for the foul, and the Buccaneers now have the ball. Kylie Orson carrying up the court. Eagles have three opportunities for three on that possession and missed them all. Ashlyn kicks it in, but Case McEwen gets the ball, gets it to Jalen Brunell, goes for a layup, shoots it up, and it's going to be travel. Ooh, they had a breakaway opportunity. Jalen Brunell tucks the ball instead of going for the shot, and she gets called for traveling. 16 minutes remain, 29-19. Buccaneers the lead in the ball. Ball in the corner from the left side. Luca has it. Almost loses her dribble, but she's able to get the ball back in possession. Tries to kick it out to Kylie Orson. Succeeds. Then at the top, almost stolen by Maddie, and then a reach and foul. Excuse me, it was almost stolen by Addison Bablick, and then Maddie reached in on the next pass and hit arm. So now it's a foul. Now two fouls for the Eagles. Both teams are like, we didn't work on not fouling at all. Same aggression. Love it. All right, Kylie Orson has been inside, passes it. It's not a very good pass, so Madison intercepts it, carries up the court. 1-2, goes for the shot, doesn't draw the foul. Good job by the Buccaneers to get inside the paint, set their feet. And Madison Ernst just straight up yoinks the ball. She just stole that like she was the Grinch in Christmas. All right, Claire Young carrying the ball in, can't get past the defenders, kicked it back to Jalen Brunell, gets behind. In the paint, it's just stolen right back. Buccaneers saying, hey, we live up to our name. We're Pirates. We're stealing it. It's ours. All right, Ashland has it. And Kylie Orson, who's open for three, decides not to take it, and they continue to move the ball. Ball's in the corner on the left side. Pass thrown off of Jalen Brunell's leg. She almost saved it as it goes out of bounds. Key word, almost. Buccaneer ball. Score still 29-19 with 14 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game. Both teams have only scored 2 points. It's a quick pass, shot for three, missed. Cadence McCoon with a rebound. Now it's carrying, gets it to Maddie, now carries up the court, past the half-point line, has a chance, kicks it over to Cadence. It was a bad pass, and Cadence saves the ball, but there's no Eagle there to recover. And now it's back in Buccaneers' hands. That was not a good pass, but hey, here we are. Kylie Orson has it, gets it to Ashland at the top of the key, and back to Kylie Orson, dribble into the lane, shoots it up for there, shoots up, misses, offensive rebound made by Callie Hakenin. Nice job by her. She's able to take the second chance and make the layup 31-19. Pass to Jalen, shoots a very long three attempt. Cadence McCoon gets the possession off the offensive rebound, gets it to Maddie, and she's out of bounds. I saw that. Cadence handed the ball off, and I was like, she's too far back. And it was literally she handed the ball to her teammate who was right there, and her left foot was barely on the green line. Good eyes by the refs. 14 minutes remain. Buccaneers lead by 11. Pass inside. Then she carries it back out. She's in the left corner. High pass to Callie, who takes it, shoots it, misses it. And then as soon as that miss happens, Luca Blomberg for the Buccaneers gets her hands on the ball, shoots the layup, draws a foul, misses, but she will have a chance for two. All right. Eagles have fouled again. First free throw is in. 32-19, Buccaneers lead. All right. Second free throw. It's in as well, 33-19. This is like a soft full press. It's weird. Addison for three in the corner off of the rim. Good look. You just got to keep taking those. Those are good looks. If you can just start to get one or two to drop, it's big. Kylie Orson for the Buccaneers is the ball. Kicks it to Ashland on the left side. Then over to Luca all the way in the corner. Back inside. It's a high pass. Cadence McCoon gets the interception. All right, Jalen Brunell now carrying the ball to court. Hands it off to Maddie. Gets by one defender. Immediately met with two more. Now Jalen has it. Gets by the defenders. Kicks it to Bablik. Thinks about shooting for three. Can't do it. Gets it to Maddie. Long two-point attempt. The shot. And Bablik gets her own rebound. Madison tries to kick it inside. Can't do it. It's intercepted by Kylie Orson. Haley Rauschenbach wasn't in position to receive that pass, so Maddie was a little too excited on that one. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by Maddie. Buccaneers get to reset this while they keep possession of the ball. Whew. 12 minutes, 50 seconds remain. Buccaneers lead by 14. 33-19. All right. Kylie Orson now with the ball. Kicks it to Ashland, then all the way to the right side of the corner. Maddie Ernst almost intercepts it, but it goes out of bounds. That was close. Coaches, I mean, yeah, that's like the Eagles' biggest strength is they jump every pass, and it pays off a lot. All right. Danica Mann on defense against Kylie Orson. Pass inside. They're going to call foul on most likely Haley Rauschenbach on a reach-in, on a swipe. Foul number four on Haley Rauschenbach. It's going to be a pass in by Kylie Orson underneath the hoop. Play starts. Passing, gets it to Kayla, then kicks it out to Luke at the top, who takes the three at the top of the key. It's short, and Jalen Brunell gets the rebound. All right, they've given up on that soft press, and now she's carrying it off the court. Gets it to Maddie, tries to get by, and it's just straight up stolen by Kayla. The breakaway just for her. 1-2, goes for the shot, misses, and it's going to be rebounded by Danica Mann, who carries the ball off the court by herself, and it gets stolen from behind, and they're going to say, who's it out on? On the Buccaneers, so Eagles get possession of the ball. Danica loved to see the freshman steal it, and she just started ripping it up the court, and the Buccaneers able to knock it away from behind, but it did go out of bounds, so the Eagles retain possession. Jalen has it, dribbled by two defenders, back to Danica on the right side, heads to the corner. Not where you want to go when you're double-teamed, and number 22, Ashlyn, just literally pulled that out of Danica's hands and said, nope, my ball. So there we go. Pass to the corner. Madison Freeman has it. Gets it inside. Can't get the shot off because it's blocked. Long pass to Bablik. Has to slow it down as the defense was good. Danica gets possession of the ball, and she's now swarmed. And for the second time in a row, that should be Eagles' ball. Interesting. They're going to say Buccaneers' ball. It was all the way on the other side of the court. I couldn't see it. So, all right. Timeout called. All right. Score is 33-19. Buccaneers lead over the Screaming Eagles with 11:32 left in the game. We're going to kick it to commercial. When we come back, we'll have more girls varsity basketball. Don't go anywhere.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix. Stephen John bringing you girls varsity basketball here tonight. The Buccaneers are visiting Park Falls to play against our Screaming Eagles. They are winning 33-19. The Buccaneers is, that is. The Eagles open up strongly out of that timeout by getting a steal. And with that bounce pass, has made it to Bablik on the inside, then to Gretchen. I'm sorry, not Gretchen, Haley Rauschenbach. And then it's passed to Jalen Brunell, back to herself. Goes for the layup, and I don't know how that ball made it back to Brunell, but she made sure to finish that play 21-33 with 11 minutes left in the game. Eagles trail by 12. Great job by Kaylee Hakenin, who I thought she was going to dish it back out, but she does like an underhand layup and makes it 35-21. Buccaneers respond immediately. Jalen Brunell, no-look pass back to Bablik, and looks over to number 11 who takes her shot. It was on target, but it just kind of jammed on the rim. Danica Mann had a good look, good attempt. It just didn't drop. So now the Buccaneers say it's our turn, and that three-pointer went way long by Madison Freeman, and now the Screaming Eagles have possession of the ball. Gets to Jalen Brunell at the top, over to Claire Young, who has a nice jumper, tries to use the backboard, can't do it, but Haley Rauschenbach gets the offensive rebound, and banks it in on the layup, 23-35. Eagles have responded to the response. 10 minutes remain. Ashlyn at the top of the key gets it to Kylie Orson. And back to Ashlyn. Now Kayla has it at the top. It looks like they're not really moving too much. Kylie Orson kicks it to the right corner. And Madison Freeman has it. High pass. And Kayla keeps possession of it. Resetting. It's to Ashlyn for an open three attempt. It's long. And Claire Young almost gets the rebound, and Kayla, like, jumped on the ball, bounced off her foot, went out of bounds. Eagles ball. The ball took a weird bounce, and so I think that's what happened. All right, Jalen Brunell's carrying up the court fast. By one defender, by two defenders. Bablett gets it for three. It's short, and Jalen gets it, dribble, underneath, and they're going to call it. I thought that was a travel. Yep. You can just tell when, you know, like, a player shouldn't be able to move like that unless they traveled. Because I couldn't see the feet because there's a scrum of girls underneath in the paint there, and the ref saw it because it's right there. Buccaneer ball, 35-23. They have the lead, and they have 9 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game. Callie Orson gets it, passes it back. Madison to Ashton at the top, then to Callie, then back to Kylie Orson underneath, and she has to give it up. It's almost intercepted, still fighting for the ball. They're going to call a loose ball foul on Danica Mann of the Eagles. That is now the fifth foul for the Eagles, and the Buccaneers have one foul. I'm telling you, I'm like a prophet here. I can see the future. The Buccaneers are able to clean up their fouls, and the Eagles are still struggling with that, and that will haunt them as this game goes on longer. And we have a travel by Kylie Orson at the top. She got the pass, wanted to go right, and it just seemed like she maybe got hit with indecision of how she wanted to move the ball around and ended up traveling. Jalen Brunell has it. Long pass to Claire Young, then to Danica, and then shoots a three to the right. It was she was open to take a three, but her launching pad is the best way to look at it, right? Her feet weren't set to take that shot. And so when she shot it, it just went wide right on an air ball out of bounds, Buccaneers ball. 35-23. Kylie Orson carrying the ball up the court. All right. Luca has it. Passes it right back to Kylie Orson. At the very top of the key here. Tries to drive it, can't do it. Kicks it off to Madison, then back over to Luca at the top. Then to Häkkinen. Back to Kylie Orson in the left corner now, and they're just fishing. They're just trying to see if they can't get by this defense that the Eagles have put up. They pass another long pass over to Madison Freeman in the corner. Then they kick it off for a three attempt by number 14. Miss, defensive rebound. Claire Young has it. Puts the stops. She knew it too. She traveled. She tried to plant her feet to come to an immediate stop. But she was, like, sprinting, and so her foot kind of, like, skidded, and that's a travel. Love, if she put the stop and didn't move, her defender went flying by her. She would have an open shot. All right, Callie Häkkinen goes into the paint, draws the foul as she goes for the layup. She'll go for two. Another foul on the Eagles, a number 15, Jalen Brunell on a swipe there. And so... Hey, was it Kelly or? Oh, they're not going to. It wasn't a shooting foul. Just substitutions coming in quick. All right. Jim Brunell sitting and Kenneth McEwen coming in. They're saying the foul happened before the shot. So Kylie Orson passing the ball in underneath. Gets it to Kayla, who then hands it off at the top to Callie. Then kick Kylie, then it's kicked out to the left corner to Luca, who holds it. Long pass to the top of the key. Handed off to Callie, who just shoots the three. I think she was feeling the pressure. And they're going to say push on Haley Rauschenbach on the foul. She jumped up and tried to push the ball left to one of her teammates and ran into the Buccaneer player, who was also going for the rebound. Man, I'm waiting for, that was team foul. Wow, that's the seventh foul for the Eagles. There it is. It's going to be one of those things where there's not going to be too much to talk about in the post game because it's just a tale of two halves. Both teams are fouling. Second half, Buccaneers stopped fouling. All right, free throw is missed by Kayla, and that should be Buccaneers ball as the Eagles, when they tried to possess it off of the rebound, went out of bounds. So Buccaneers get a big break by missing the free throw and then getting possession back right away. All right, Luka has it. Scores 35-23, Buccaneers the lead in the ball. 7 minutes left. It's going to be out of bounds on the Eagles. Here we go. Kylie passes the ball in. Where's she looking? Oh, her foot landed inbounds before she passed it. It would have been an open to her center for a free layup, but her foot tapped inbounds. So it is now Eagles ball. That's a big break because that was going to be 2 points for free. Maddie gets by one defender, kicks it to Claire Young on the right side, takes a long shot. It's a long two-pointer, and it goes too far past the hoop. Defensive rebound made by the Buccaneers. And they're going to – the whole crowd screamed double dribble, but the ref didn't agree. And so the Buccaneers keep possession of the ball. They take their shot. Kayla does. She misses. And Addison Bablick with the rebound. They're carrying the ball to court now. Gets the ball to Maddie. Then that is going to be a foul on Kayla as she smacked the hand on the attempted at the interception. See, those are like this two fouls by the 6 minute mark of the second half is really good for the Buccaneers. Either way, Eagles get to execute on their plan. All righty. You can tell they want to open up this underneath, and they can't do it. Bablick has it, gets it to Purnell. Open three attempt, takes a shot, makes the shot. 26-35. That's the juice they needed. 9 points is not insurmountable. You have 6 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. Tally Orson driving, loses the ball, gets it back, has to kick it out. Now Ashland has it the left side, back to Kylie Orson. Her foot's on the line, and she shoots a long two-pointer. It's a offensive rebound made by number 14, Luka. Great job by the sophomore, and she draws the foul. And now she has more free throws. Here we go. First free throw is just a tad short. Just a tad short on Lucas' first free throw. Just join us. 6 minutes and 8 seconds remain. The Eagles are down 9, 26-35. Check that, 26-36 is that second free throw for the Buccaneers just went in. Buccaneers have returned to a soft press. Long pass over to Claire Young, back to Addison Bablick. And Maddie has it underneath. It gets not a good pass. It gets intercepted by Callie, who just carries it up the court, shoots the nice two-pointer, 38-26. Nice job by Hakenin. Brunell carrying the ball up the court. Has to pass it. Gets it to Bablick. She's got to get past the half court quick. She does. Gets it to Maddie. Gets pushed out of bounds by number 22 of the Buccaneers, Ashland. They're going to say it was a pushing foul. And so that'll be the third foul for the Buccaneers, who, if they averaged a foul per minute, the game would be over before they're in trouble. Long pass in for Bablick, and she drains the rainbow shot for 3, 29-38. There we go. Back within 9. Maddie almost gets the steal. Ashland with the ball. Gets by the defender. Kayla has it. Kylie Orson has it, then kicks it over to Madison Freeman in the corner. Underneath, then back to Ashton at the top. They trying to get by the Eagles' defense. They can't do it. They able to do a nice long pass. Cadence McCoon goes for the ball, and she is Cadence is my favorite rebounder on the Eagles. She is so aggressive underneath the hoop, and she succeeds in getting that, but they're going to say jump ball, Buccaneers possession. All right. Pass inside. Madison Ernst just straight up steals it. Now it's 1v1 to the basket. 1-2, going for it. Gets the and one. She draws the foul, makes the layup, and now she has a chance for 3 points. To make the layup there, pushes the score within 7, 31-38. Eagles kind of making a comeback. Let's see what happens with 5 minutes and 2 seconds left. First free throw is a miss. That's going to be out of bounds on the Buccaneers as they attempted a rebound. So the Eagles catch a break, and they get to keep possession underneath their own hoop after missing their free throw. Pass to Maddie. They're going to say travel. I'll be honest, that was right in front of me, and I didn't see it travel either. But, hey, it's what it is. All right, long pass to Callie Hakenin, who gets the ball on the half-court line, drives by, gets set in the two defenders, and high pass to Ashland, and back to Kylie Orson, back to Ashland, and it's, oh, not free, but Eagles can't make a play on it. So Ashland gets possession of the ball, and they're going to say timeout. Okay, Buccaneers call timeout. As if we're not a seven-point deficit here, some life breathed into the Eagles. Scores 38-31, Buccaneers the lead. Eagles on the comeback with 4 minutes and 44 seconds left. We're going to kick to commercial. When we come back, we'll have more of this basketball game. Don't go anywhere.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Girls Varsity Basketball here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Stephen Jellin bringing you tonight's game. The Schwamming Screaming Eagles hosting the Prentice Buccaneers. Buccaneers with the lead. 38-31. They have possession of the ball right now with 4 minutes and 36 seconds. The Eagles have made a pair of three-pointers to bring this game back within 7 points. And so we have a mounting comeback until the Buccaneers can start to make some points. They're going to say out of bounds on the Eagles as Kainsman Kuhn almost steals the ball. And so now the Buccaneers, Kylie Orson, will be passing the ball in. No, he's looking. Long. Oh. They're calling a pushing foul on number two on Kylie Scott. Number 22, Ashland. I'm sorry. I was like, number two. All right. Eagles get the ball back with 4 minutes and 30 seconds left. If they can get some points here, the full court press keeps Jalen Brunell. She gets across the court, gets it to Madison. Then kicks it to Cadence McCoon, back to Maddie, who fakes the three, dribbles by. 1-2, goes for the shot, can't do it. They're just going to say she got stripped. I don't know how that wasn't a foul, but, hey, we're moving forward. Buccaneers, 1-2 through, Euro step, and Callie Hakenin with the move gets the layup, and now it's 40-31. Maddie carrying the ball, tries to go, ends up running into a defender, and that will be a defensive foul in the paint. Six fouls now for the Buccaneers, who have caught up very quickly to that foul count. One more, and they'll be in that team bonus, which the Eagles very desperately need to get back in this game. They trail by 9 after that Euro step by Callie Hakenin. All right, 4 minutes in, pass. Jalen Brunell gets it, shoots for 3. It's short. Defensive rebound made by Ashland. Forward, the Buccaneers. Press defense, Kylie Orson. And let's see here. Now Ashland has it in the corner. Pass inside to Kayla. Then it's 1-2, hand off to her teammate. Can't do it. It's going to be called a shooting foul. We'll see if that's a shooting foul. Well, it doesn't matter. It's a shooting foul, 100%. It was going to be on number Cadence McCoon, I believe, is what she said. Number 12, what he said. And that is Cadence's number. 3 minutes, 35 seconds remain. Eagles down by 9. But the Buccaneers have a chance to kick this higher with 2 free throws. First one looks good. Swish, 41-31. Buccaneers are doing a good job of just keeping this game at that 9 to 10 to 11 point lead for them this kind of this whole time. Second free throw goes in and out, and it's going to be okay. They called Eagles ball on that, but we just got, I'll be honest, we got lucky. Jalen's even pointing at herself like, that was on me. But hey, sometimes you take a gift, right? All right, Jalen Brunell has the ball, passes it to Maddie, who the defender did not, she basically just came up and ran into her. And so Maddie is going to get free throws now. Here you go. You have 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in this game, 3:26 exactly, to kind of see if you can't chip away. If you can start making free throws, you can make this game dangerously close. The first free throw is a miss. Cadence McCoon gets the offensive rebound. Madison gets the ball, shoots it long, and the foul was called on number... They're going to call a shooting foul on number 10, Kylie Orson, on the three-point attempt. Oh, this is big. Maddie, if Maddie gets three shots. Oh, refs are talking here. I have no idea what about. There's a chance Kylie Orson might have just fouled out of the game. That, if so, that is absolutely huge. That's their point guard that runs their offense. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll see. Either that or she's just getting subbed out, say, for like the last minute or two. First free throw's a miss. First free throw's a miss. Second free throw. It is left. Again, that's two lefts. You can tell she's feeling the pressure. That's a good timeout. That was a good timeout by the Screaming Eagles. All right, it's 41-31 Buccaneers lead over the Eagles here in Park Falls. Timeout was called. There is not too much time left in this game. One more free throw for Maddie Ernst, who has missed her last three because she had the one off of the layup and one. She missed that one, and then she got fouled on the three-point attempt and has missed the first two. So, like, these free throws, man, you got to start making them. They're called free for a reason, right? Games can be wildly swung on the percentage of free throw shots made, right? So here we go. Ball up, and it's in. Nice swish. Now it's 9 points, 32-41. Here we go. 9 points is a big difference. Ooh, Maddie Ernst. Man, I'm having a hard time getting a read on these refs, too, to be honest. That was a pushing foul. That wasn't me. Because sometimes they'll allow a little bit more contact, sometimes not. All right, Ashlyn gets a chance for three throws. Ball is up. And off the back of the rim, and nice backspin. Gets the ball to roll in. Back to a 10-point lead for the Buccaneers, 42-32. Second free throw is up, and swish, 43-32 with 3 minutes and 15 seconds. Comeback is still plausible. You just got to start making your shots. Pass to the left, Bablik in traffic, shoots for three, can't make it. Cadence McCoon gets the rebound. They're going to say jump ball, Eagles ball. Cadence somehow got that rebound in a swarm of black jerseys. Oh, pass in for Bablik. Immediately pass, and then Brunell gets it. Makes the layup and draws the foul. So the three attempt misses, but the offensive rebounding for the Eagles have been on point, and they can make back all those points they just gave up, and then some if they can just make this free throw. All right, Eagles playing aggressive as their two players aren't playing back. They're playing forward. It's a miss, and now they have to get back. So it's 34-43, Eagles down by 9. Buccaneers have the ball with 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. Callie, facing tough defense, kicks it to Ashlyn, shoots for 3, in and out. That's huge, 46-34. That three-pointer feels like a dagger. They're going to say potential offensive foul. Let's see. Was it on? Oh, they're going to say it's on Ashlyn, who did not have her feet set when Maddie charged in. Maddie Ernst is not afraid of contact when it comes to being a point guard. She will dribble through defenders, and if defenders don't have their feet set, they're going to get punished for it. And so with that, Maddie's got to start making these free throws, though. Number 11 is going to be subbed in. That'll be Madison Holmes. So I'll do my best to differentiate between Madison Freeman. We got Kylie and Madison and Madison on the team. Callie, Kayla, trying to keep it all together. But here we go. Free throw is a miss. She's cold. That's the fifth free throw missed in a row. No, she made that one. Just kidding. She's 1 for 5, though. And misses that one, too. So it's going to stay a 12-point lead for the Buccaneers, who has the ball. And Maddie just did an intentional foul. I sure hope it wasn't intentional. You shouldn't be intentionally fouling right now. So Kayla will have a chance to shoot for two.